throughout the journey in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael had a miraculous occurrence that entailed getting the man min haShamayim, the food from heaven. And as we mentioned many times, that's a miraculous, but the Jews themselves might have taken it for granted. For us, if we got man min haShamayim, we'd think it's a nes. But when the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, they said, what food's going to grow from the ground? So for them, that was a nes. So nevertheless, it was a supernatural occurrence in the Midbar. One was the food from heaven. Second was the water flow from the Bear, from Miriam. And the third one was the Anei HaKavod, the clouds of glory that protected them from the weather, the wild animals, the wild people, etc. So the question is, so in Parashas Chukas, we find the Shira for the water. We don't find the Shira on the man. So that they point out Shira, because the water represents Torah. But nevertheless, so there's only a Shira on water, but in terms of Yom Tovim. So we don't have a Yantiv, or maybe we have the man. We remember it as Zecher Laman every Shabbos. Perhaps on Yantiv when we cover up the challah. We don't really have any Yantiv on the water, even though we have a Shira. So we do have a Shira on the water, and we have a Zechel Aman. But the only Yantiv we actually have corresponding to these three events is the Yantiv of Sukkot. Again, the debate in the Gemara, whether it's Sukkot Mamish or the Anei HaKavod. So we see that the only Yantiv is the Yantiv of Sukkot. So the question is, why was Dafka Lani HaKavod chosen to be a Yantiv? What the man and the water are, if not greater, if not even more important? You could have lived without the clouds of glory. You can't live without water and food. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that's exactly the Nakuda. He says, how does one show true love? As imagine someone adopts someone as a natural child. You know what? I think I'm going to feed my child. Well, we hope so, because why are you having a child? Or why, child is going to die? So obviously, doing the aleph base for someone, doing what's generally the accepted norm in society, like a responsible person, you have a child, you feed it, or you help someone else out. Those are the basic needs. Everyone needs food and water, so it's axiomatic if you're going to have a child or adopt or whatever scenario you're in, you're going to have to feed them. So that doesn't necessarily show love for them, that just shows common decency. If you see a stranger and they need food, you're going to give them, not because you love them, is mitzvah chesed, or be it what it may, mitzvah tzedakah. However, when it comes to Anei HaKavod, that wasn't something necessary. That was to show, to make the trip much more comfortable. They could travel, be on climate control, whatever weather you want. The sun, it doesn't rain on you or snow on you. Sweet. You keep the animals away, the people away from you who want to attack you. So the Anei HaKavod represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. To give them, if I said, you know what, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, but I'm not going to give you food. So obviously, that's ridiculous. Obviously, I'm eating in Mitzrayim, you're not doing me a tova. So it's understood, if I'm going to say, follow me and take me on a journey for a year or 40 years, I'll have to give you the basic necessities of life. That's a given. And that's what they got with the man and the water. However, how does one show true love? Not by what the basic necessities, but it's the extra. You want to make them more comfortable. It's the extra things you do, whether it's for your spouse, your parents, your friends, students, whatever it might be, is when you go the extra 9 yards, when you do things not expected, and you do the things that are important to someone, make that something that they get enough from benefiting. So that shows the true love. So therefore, the man and the water didn't get its own yantar because, so to speak, that was demanded. Midas Hadin demanded that you do that. However, Dani Akaba was Midas Harachamim. It showed the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, and therefore we celebrate as well. We have a yantif of Sukkah, Zechel Ani Akaba, in order to show our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all the extras he did for us when he took us out of Mitzrayim for the 40-year journey in the Midbar.